Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. We got our good friend Steve Del Bianco back on the show. One of our great Brain Trust members going back, golly, a dozen years at least. Executive Director of NetChoice, NetChoice.org. This guy is I'm so amazed. I really shouldn't be amazed because I know what he's capable of. But I'm so proud of the way he's been traveling the world, going best two falls out of three for small business owners. Folks, you don't realize how hard Steve's been working, how effectively he's been working to make sure that you and I have a seat at the table when a bunch of stupid decisions are being made. And he's our good friend Steve DiBianco. Steve, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jim. And that's really high praise coming from America's champion for small business. Thank you.
Well, I mean it with all my heart. Steve, hey, first I want to talk about, folks, Steve has been traveling the world with this ICANN project. The president wants to give control of the internet to the world, and I'm against it. I've been against it from the beginning. I'm going to always be against it. I think the president is wrong about this. I think it's a stupid decision. Steve's a lot more of a diplomat than I am. That's the reason I wasn't invited. One of the many reasons I wasn't invited to go, because I'm not a diplomat at all. And so. But Steve is, and he's smart enough to put all that into words. In the second segment, Steve, I want to talk about ICANN, because that's a longer segment, and I want to give you more time. But on this segment, I want you to give us an update on where things are on internet sales tax, because that's something you and I have been talking about since the beginning.
People have been
trying to get, governors have been trying to get their mitts into virtual sales transactions and tax those, catalogs, everything, right?
Yes, and it's a long-running concern. It goes back about 60 years, Jim, to when catalogs would fulfill mail orders or phone orders from customers on the other side of the country, and those state tax collectors would want that catalog from a faraway state to figure out what the taxes are due where the customer lives, figure out whether that item was taxable, what the rate was in their locality and county and home, and figure out whether there was a sales tax holiday that was on, collect the right tax from the customer, and then file every month with that faraway state. And decades ago, the Supreme Court took a look at that and said, look, that's just an unreasonable burden on interstate commerce. You can't force the catalog to collect for 50 different states, thousands of different jurisdictions mm-hmm. and rates. And that's still the law of the land. I mean, subsequent court rulings have looked at it in the internet era. That didn't really change anything. And so today, the rule is that a catalog or a website only has to collect taxes for states where it has a physical presence. And that's the rule we have today.
They call that a nexus, right?
That's right. And the Internet is taxed. I mean, there's a lot of misinformation to suggest that the Internet gets a break, but this has nothing to do with the Internet. It started with catalogs. And it has to do with where a business can be dragged into court by a state tax collector, where a business can be mandated to follow the rates and rules and be responsible for the difference if the wrong amount is paid. So that's the battle we've been fighting.
Where is that now? Because a bunch of the governors have banded together to bring this to a head, haven't they?
They have. And 12 years ago, we started what was called the Streamlined Sales Tax Project. It was the governor's initiative to see if they could simplify things and make it so easy that the court, or Congress for that matter, could take a look and say, this isn't really such an unreasonable burden anymore. So we think we'll give tax collectors the new powers to reach across their borders and tax and audit businesses in all 50 states. So that nearly came to pass just last December.
Mm-hmm.
The House came within inches of passing a bill that the Senate had already enacted. So it was dodgy times around Christmas this year. we tried to make sure that leadership understood, leadership in the House of Representatives, understood that this bill in no way simplified things enough. And fortunately, Jim, it died.
Yeah.
So we started 2015, we started the new Congress with a clean slate, and then we all have three bills that are competing in Congress. One is the old Marketplace Fairness Act, the one we helped to defeat last year. Then there's a new hybrid on that, which to me is sort of like putting lipstick on a pig. It really doesn't change the fact that it's a pig.
And let me say this before we wrap up. You know, on this topic, I wanted Steve to give us a report on where things are, and the internet sales tax has not come to pass yet, and there's still people trying to get it out there trying to get it become reality. We have, you know, I have small business owners who would be for that because they think the internet is unfair competition, not having to collect taxes, and you know, people on both sides of the aisle. My problem still comes down on, we can't make collecting tax across the nation an onerous burden on small business owners. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.